Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm not going to really have a message other than, hey, boys, we got to keep swinging it. You know, I mean, and that's all you can do. I mean, you know, talk is cheap. I mean, you know, like I said, we just got to find some holes. You know, and I remember in 78, I think it was, we went up 2-0 on the Yankees, and they beat us 4 in a row. And the way this series is going, you know, the home team has won, you know, the last, you know, the first 2 games of the series. And so, you know, if history repeats itself, then we're the home team the next 3 games.
I do want to just tell you, it is rare that you hear a coach, when doing comparisons, go 42 years back in the past. Like, you know, I remember just the other day, I think it was like 4 decades ago, that we were down 0-2, and then we went up 3-2 against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dusty, that's 78. I think it was 78. I think it was 42 years ago. Like, none of these players were born. None were even born. Probably guys in your coaching staff weren't born, except Stromme. Stromme was there somewhere. I found a picture of Strom with the Astros trying to break up the Jeff Juden, Casey, or John Cangelosi fight. I'm like, Strom was with the Astros. I couldn't believe it. It was like he was a time traveler. I saw a jersey that said Strom for the Astros, and this was in, I think, 96. I'm like, is Strom a time traveler? And then I looked him up, and I didn't even realize he had been with the Astros 1 year.
The Stromme.
With Terry Collins.
I call him
Brent Strom was
here. I call him Pa Stromme.
Pa Stromme. What a great job he's done with Fromber, with McCullers. McCullers is a completely different pitcher now. He's throwing different pitches. He used to be, you always knew he was throwing a curve. He had no confidence in his fastball, no confidence in his sinker. And now he's a different man. He was just a different guy yesterday. That's as good as I've seen Lance McCullers look. Now, he gave up 3 unearned runs, but Lance couldn't get the guy out. But Jose Altuve, and to me, the first one, Yuli has to make the play. The second one was just, Jose Altuve just made a terrible throw. I hope this isn't going to jack him up or we see this again in this series. Because if we do, then we're full-on panic mode. Because now we've seen players from second base, 2 other players, Steve Sachs and Case and Chuck Knoblauch, have mental blocks with a throw from second base. This has happened twice in Major League history at that position. It's happened more times.
I don't know. Listen, go back and look this season at how many bad throws Altuve's made to first base. It's
pretty
alarming.
High?
It's alarming. Yes, it's really high. I remember screaming at the TV, if you ain't going to hit, you better field. And you're a Gold Glove fielder. What is the deal, dude? Yet, get all these people out of your head.
Did you ever think there was ever going to be a time that you would yell at Jose Altuve?
Never. I thought he was going to be Pete Rose. I thought he was going to beat Pete Rose.
Hit total?
It's hit total.
Do you still think so? This was a lost year.
Yeah.
60 games.
No, I mean. Right. But
I would say
60 games.
Pete Rose trending, played for all of eternity.
He's trending poorly. A couple of things. Jackie didn't like my hair spot for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with him.
It looks great. Don't let the haters get you.
Maybe it's that time for
Jackie. Don't let the haters get you down, John.
Secondly, did you have an issue with Bregman swinging? Oh, by the way, somebody told me there were at least 40,000 people at the Aggie game. He was there. He said at least 40,000.
Well, that was almost half because they have 90, right?
No, it's over 100. That's about 40%.
Is it currently mm-hmm. they can seat over 100?
Yeah. Yes. See, that's surprising to me because we just had the AD on, and when we asked him about this, he goes 20-25%. Mm. He told us that straight to our face, but over the phone. I can't believe.
Well, maybe things changed between
Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, I know you don't know,
or Wednesday, whenever he was on.
No one knows. Man. Maybe the governor said, "Hey, put 40 in there."
I don't think the Aggies would break the rules.
That's weird because they got.
Well, it's not breaking the rules. You could have 50. The governor said you could have 50%.
Well, but the school
outside.
The school had said
is the conference, but I don't
the school
think
could change.
But nobody in the conference is
schools
at 50.
Change their minds. All
is anybody in the conference at 50%? But you know there are people packed in the smaller, tighter areas too.
That's the other.
That's one thing is that the upper deck is not. Did you see how few people were in the upper deck?
There are pictures that maybe it's the second deck where there are plenty of people
packed, second deck, yeah,
packed in. I just can't believe he would tell us one thing.
I still
and then
think it's possible there were 24,000 there.
Mm.
Well, okay. Someone there.
I mean, the upper deck is going to be 30,000 seats.
Mm. Okay.
I can't.
I just don't. Aggies do what they say they're going to do.
I'm glad
Aggies
you
don't
feel that way.
Don't Aggies don't Aggies would talk never. Out of pocket.
God, I feel betrayed, actually.
What? Betrayed?
Yeah.
That's a little strong.
He told us 25%.
Yeah.
And 40,000 people were there.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you now. When you see all
maybe
the Laker fans,
not all that good accounting, Del.
You see the Laker fans, 150,000 deep in the streets, and a lot with no masks on, you're going to have a hard time telling college football fans, "Well, you need to stay at 25%."
Because
it's just not like people are just going to be. This hypocrisy is outrageous. Now, it's not like you can control all the people that are going to flood into a street. You can't control that. What are you going to? Shoot tear gas at everyone. That's not going to be a good look. They did. I know they shot some kind of beanbag
in Washington.
The beanbag stuff.
They tried to get a heat ray gun for people in Washington. Yeah.
Well, no, not for celebrating championships.
Well, you're causing a ruckus.
They shut down exits and they shut down basically travel into those areas. Is a new thing they're doing. But
I think the Aggies need to. If what I'm being told is true and the betrayal is real. I think the Aggies need to follow SMU's lead when they just kicked out their entire student section for breaking the rules. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing you can do. I mean, I gotta go back and listen to that interview and find the exact point where he lied to my face.
Well, he didn't lie. Things changed, Del.
Didn't he talk about how we need to get better with our guidelines because
our guidelines may have expanded, Del.
Do you know anybody that went to the game on Sunday for the Texans?
Not one person.
If any of you went to the game, you're one of the 14,000 people there, 13,000 there. Give us a call now. I want to ask you some questions. 713. We may not even have one.
It was
713-780-3776.
That was the week before. It was the safest place to be in the city.
Yeah.
Because
Still is.
Let me ask you.
No. Last week was when people were in the stands. They're really spaced out now, the fans.
That was the second game in the stands.
I mean. Yeah. Both of the times looks pretty safe.
It's pretty sparse.
Well, they're not, but that's actually a very small number. That number is what it's supposed to be. College football, I'll be honest, and I know
to me, it didn't look like whatever 13% is of what is it? What do they have? 70,000? Yeah, 13%. It didn't look like. It didn't look like that to me.
Student section is the student section. They're packing them in. There's no question about that. All the college football student section
didn't look like 20%.
It's packed in. 20% is just 2 out of every 10 seats. Yeah.
Capacity is 72, just over 72.
Yeah, it's about 18%.
They may not have been at capacity, though.
No. I don't think that. I don't know. I don't care. All I know
but
is.
But I do want to talk to somebody
who
was there.
I know that people feel better about them now.
Not good enough. Better enough to go.
Now I want to go.
I
want to go and sit in a seat when there's nobody there. Just like a movie. I don't want to see it when a movie's packed out. And RIP to movie theaters. You see Regals down or the AMCs, like the one by my house, I think
AMC
shut
was
down.
Weather the storm.
No, I think AMC just. I think AMC just ended up shutting
it
down.
They got to put more than one movie in it. Tenet. That's the only movie anyone's made in like 3 years.
Yeah, but I mean, no one's even when they opened up, they had some movies in it. I went and saw the Tenet, and now it's just
the Tenet.
I saw the Tenet movie. It's called Tenet, but. I don't think.
Well,
Just people weren't going.
That movie wasn't very good. Well, if they put a really good movie in there, maybe they would.
But here's the thing. They got these awesome seats now and everything. It's like, I was like, what are we doing? Now's great.
Yeah.
Pandemic movies are great. Get everything to the theater. You guys stay home. I'm going by myself.
Are you saying the Texans on Sunday was like a matinee at 2 p.m.
100% that's what I'm saying.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes. It's my dream come true. No lines, nobody there to mess with me. They've got like 247 sanitation stations in the building. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 15%.
The Texans game? Yeah. Texans, yeah. Well, sorry. The Vikings-Texans got 51% Rotten Tomatoes, which is rotten. You got to get over 60. And in Jaguars-Texans,
this was not 42%. Certified fresh at all.
It was not certified.
No, it wasn't. Let's get Mike
Bill
in.
O'Brien looks like...
Wait, Mitch was at the Texans game. Let's see.
Okay.
Mitch, did you go?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mitch, you went to the Texans game?
Yeah, did you go?
Yeah, I was there at the game with my son, yeah.
So you have season tickets, you opted in?
Say that again?
Did you opt in with season tickets? Is that how you went?
Yeah. My wife is a school teacher, and the ownership or whatever was giving tickets to educators, and so... we got to get into the game for free, so that was really great because we usually don't get to go. But yeah, we were at club level in the 300 section. It was really nice, and it was a fun game to watch.
Oh, so they gave seats away for free, club level seats
for agitators?
Yeah,
for educators.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh,
educators,
not Antifa,
not
John.
Agitators.
Oh my!
Stop it!
Why'd they let all you agitators in?
So let me. Mitch,
educators. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, not agitators. So what? No one came with black masks on and trying to break stuff and bust up
a
mostly peaceful protest. So let me ask you something. What was it like inside the building?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, at the club level, if you were getting drinks or you're getting food, everybody had their masks on there. But once you were getting, you know, out in the seats and you were sitting there, nobody had masks on. And it was pretty, you know. To be honest, it was kind of neat because you kind of felt like you were a special person there because there wasn't a ton of people in. But, you know, the interaction, you know, there's groups of people, you know, you had to be social distanced and whatnot. But, you know, people were interacting. And when the Texans made a, you know, great play, they'd run over to each other and high five or fist bump or, you know, whatever. It was kind of cool, actually. You know, you weren't packed in there, but, you know, there was still interaction between the people. And, you know, of course, when they were, you know, telling you to be loud and stuff, it wasn't loud like you would normally expect. But,
right.
You know, it was kind of a neat experience, to be honest.
Yeah, I would think it would be if you're in an exclusive group of people who are actually there. I wondered what it would be like, but that sounds.
Well, when you get to know everybody in the stadium, hey, Bill,
I didn't even sign up for a media pass.
He's in the 600 level. What's up, Joe? How you doing? You know,
I did not sign up for a media pass this year for two reasons. One, I figured Bill O'Brien would just try to cancel it, and two, I mean, it was a pandemic. I just haven't even thought about. I don't even know if media goes up there and covers it or whatever, but I'd be like Charlie. You know, Charlie, with his media passes, he never sits with the media. He goes into – he either stands up or he goes and finds seats, empty seats.
That's what I do.
And that's
I
what never he does to watch press games. Box. Well, you go to suite.
Well, yeah, but mostly. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
It's the same
There's
thing.
A huge difference. Charlie's going to empty seats where he could get kicked out at any time.
I could get kicked out of I've been kicked out of suites before.
People who have your suites – would get kicked out if they could, and they can't.
I get kicked out of – I've been kicked out of plenty of suites.
What's the
day.
Difference, Dell? He said, what's the difference between a suite or trying to go be a seat hawk?
I heard him. I just That's didn't the same want to get
thing.
Involved.
It's not what's the same the thing. Being a seat hawk is way different.
Yeah.
Because you always have to live in fear that somebody – you have to say, I didn't realize this was not my seat. I thought I was supposed to be sitting here down the first baseline.
I know I've been covering sports in this town for, I don't know, two decades, but I didn't know I couldn't use my media pass to go sit in seats. John's like, what's the difference? I mean, I've been invited to the suite.
I'm doing the same thing. What are you doing? Going to suites?
Same
That's
thing.
Not the same?
That's the same thing.
No one's bringing Charlie
don't
drinks.
Think I haven't been told, hey, you can't. That pass doesn't get you up here. Watch.
Who told you that?
Well, people.
Do you hear this privilege? He just said, watch.
Okay.
Watch. Okay.
No.
What if Dell tried to say...
Jamie Roots told me this pass goes everywhere.
What if Dell walked up and said, I'm going up to a suite. That pass doesn't get you there. Watch. What would happen to Dell?
Yeah. Oh.
Would he just walk all the way to the suite like you do?
I don't know.
Just say,
they might go,
Mr. Privilege?
Now. What? Alonzo said he goes to the donut store now and they give him free donuts.
That was during riots in Minnesota. I don't think he still gets free donuts.
Dell, you probably, although, probably go, where would you like to sit, sir? It's wherever.
There is a place.
Unlikely.
So the donut shop.
That's what happens.
The donut shop right next to Bel Air Broiler Burger. If you go in the afternoon, whatever you order, they usually give you two of them. They hook you up. Like, I threw an extra one in there for you. That's because it's in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Go in the morning, you don't get them.
They're already old.
Afternoon donuts.
They're already old.
Afternoon donuts, you get a little extra. You get a little something.
So
a little something
can,
extra.
So I can reference this story and they'll give me an extra burger or something?
No. Broiler Burger is shut down.
All right. Let's take a break. We got some guys, Mike and Mike. Oh, look, we got Mike and Mike back on our air.
Yeah.
Going to come your way next.
College football and the Texans. So, and then you guys, we need some more Astros calls. 713-780-3776. We also need more text messages. Not to us, but to, you can text us if you want, but it really is all about TGSinsurance.com. And when I say that, it means it's about you. Like, I got crushed with my homeowner's insurance because I kept staying with the same company year after year after year because I had a discount with the car and I packaged it and I bundled it. And then they told me I had this discount, and this discount. What I didn't really realize is I didn't realize they were incrementally raising my premiums year after year after year. And so when I went with TGS and they said text money to 232323, and I did, my savings ended up being the very first time was $760. And then I did the same thing the very next year. You can continue to do it year after year after year, but get lower rates with an A-rated insurance company. Homeowners insurance does not have to gouge you. You can get lower rates by simply texting the word money to 232323. TGSinsurance.com. That's TGSinsurance.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, welcome back. Our friend sent us the story. There's a story on a website how Texas A&M is being called out for their quote-unquote 25%. That picture looked like it was about 80%.
Picture, yeah. If you get real close, you can see there's some.
That was not 25%.
There's a, not in that particular picture. No, that small square.
No. Georgia also had its issues.
Daryl said, Georgia since game one has had their issues. Aggies don't lie. Daryl's an Aggie. He says, Aggies don't lie, cheat, or steal. We do not tolerate those who do, Dell. And he said specifically, D-E-L, capitals.
I just felt betrayed. That's why I believe, too, until the AD came on and told us that, okay, the Aggies were, he took issue with some of the things they were doing as far as social distancing, so that he said, we got to take steps to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And then I look at the game, and I see the pictures from the game, and there's no distancing in that picture that we saw.
There's none.
Betrayal.
You feel like you were betrayed.
Yeah. Right. I go into every conversation with an Aggie, think to myself, this guy won't lie to me.
Yeah,
and then I feel
like Aggies don't lie. It's in their, isn't it, in their mission statement.
I guess so.
No, right. You don't lie if you're an Aggie.
Well,
it's in your mission statement.
Well, I feel lied to.
Well, then guess what? Then that's on you because you're not an Aggie.
You're right. I'm not an Aggie.
Let's get College Football Mike in here. What's up, College Football Mike?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, so one, when do you think these colleges start losing enough money on ticket sales and stuff to where they just try to bend the rules as much as they can and just pack the stadiums? And then two is how long do you guys actually think that Holgorsen's going to try and stay at University of Houston?
Oh, how long is he going to try to stay? You know, I think this is his last stop. I think he loves Houston. I know this. This is where he wants to retire. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to retire. He loves Houston. If at all possible, this will be his last stop. Big game. He'll be with us tomorrow, 8 o'clock right here tomorrow. ESPN 97.5 BYU. BYU didn't look all that tutti frutti. Now, is UT San Antonio a little better than we thought?
They've played better. You saw them against Texas State, right?
Yeah. They gave BYU all they could handle.
So one thing about handicapping I learned a long time ago, and this is just for analyzing games, whatever you thought about a game early on, you're like, oh, this team's not very good or this team's really good. Go back and look at when you change your assessments of teams like Oklahoma State, oh, look how they played against Tulsa. Then you see, hey, Tulsa's not bad.
No, Tulsa's a good football team.
Iowa State looked like trash against Louisiana Lafayette.
You know who else?
Well, I'm still not sure about that one. Louisiana punked Brock Purdy and Iowa State.
Is Arkansas?
Yeah.
Arkansas is because Sam Pittman is a dude. Yeah.
Sam Pittman's not going to fancy pants you. He's got guys playing really, really well. And I think Jeremy Pruitt, too, although that's a separate. That's not Arkansas, you're right. You just thought, oh, Arkansas.
They're terrible.
And then you realize, oh, Arkansas is a little saltier. Tennessee, though, Jeremy Pruitt is that's one of the first guys off the Nick Saban tree. Well, that's not true because Kirby's smart also. But and Jimbo, no one can beat Nick Saban, granted. No. But that's the first time that I'm sitting there looking at Tennessee where I think, man, you got a Nick Saban guy who has got things kind of starting to look like they're turned around. Like they were playing with Georgia in that first half. They were right there in Georgia's face in the first half. And then Georgia flipped the switch. But, you know, coaching makes a huge difference. See, I think coaching makes a difference in the NFL without question. I just think it makes a bigger difference in college.
Yeah. Well, first of all, being able to
understanding
kids.
Who to bring. Well, we're recruiting, obviously, is huge. But Urban Meyer was making the comment about how Tennessee players look different now. They're longer players, thicker, bigger. They just look. What he's basically saying is they look like pros. If you're recruiting guys who have the frames that look like pros, you got a much better chance to win.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Why does it say on there? We'll be right back though. On the Twitch.
Well, no one sees that. That's the one we flip to during a break.
We're just pulling the curtain back a little bit.
No one can see that.
Mike was at the Texans game. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I was at the game. It felt like you were at a minor league game, kind of, but watching a big league product until, of course, the kicker for the Jags left that 48-yard field goal short, like my 20 yards, the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Dude, did you see the Texans signed a kicker?
I did. I was wondering about that.
Brett Maher.
What did something bad happen with Fairbairn?
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe somebody doesn't think he's worth $16 million. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. You got him.
Right.
Who, Jack?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Who's somebody? There is no somebody. Jeez. Cal? You think Cal's really getting deep into the analytics to kick our salaries?
What kind of faith does Kyahmi Fairbairn have? He's got a really long name. I don't know where he goes and worships.
Name length is a problem now?
I don't know.
It's his first name that's long. Fairbairn's not that long.
No, but when you have a long name like that, I'm pretty sure.
It's the first name that's
Cal
long.
You think Cal knows how long his name is?
Do you think you could spell his name?
No chance. I've seen his name. No, there's no chance I could spell his
name. Do you think he can spell his name?
That's a question. How often has he had to spell his name?
Yes, I believe he can spell his own name.
How often has he had to spell his own name, his full name?
He can't. You can't put it on any. What possible site could you put that on? I mean, in any, even if you're printing it out, you cannot put all of that in one place.
Yeah, I don't know. John, well, his first name is his first real name John Christian?
He's not going anywhere then.
Yeah, it's John Christian Kyahmi and then whatever all the letters are to make it his actual name.
John Christian. Oh, yeah, that's.
So if his first name is John.
No Eole Loameka.
Why you sound like my dad?
Ikeoke. Because that's my Polynesian accent.
Okay.
What?
Kumupoa Fairbairn.
I think his. But his,
I just told you his whole name. John Christian Kyahmi Mine Eole Loameka. Ikeoke Kumupua'a.
I'm pretty sure you just said, son, go make my medical appointments in Yoruba, which is Nigerian.
That's what you were saying.
If you said his name was J.C. Fairbairn, you'd think, kicker for Georgia.
He might have that on his credit card.
J.C.?
John Christian.
Yeah, just J.C. Fairbairn.
Yeah, because
J.C. Fairbairn is a 4-star out of Modesto, California.
And then these rumors that Jack Easterby wants him out have to be false.
Aren't those your rumors?
Well, I don't know. No one knows where they started.
That's what they're saying.
No, I do. They started with you.
They're
just
saying
now.
This is what people are saying.
I heard it. I heard somebody say that.
Yeah, you heard it because you said it.
I'm interested to see what Frank wants what Frank has to say. Let's get Frank in here right now before a quick break. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to let everybody know that today's early voting here in the U.S. and everybody should get out and do their civic duty and take care of it.
Early voting. I thought it was Wednesday. It's today.
It's today, man. I just came right here out to my little local voting place and. Yeah, real happy that I could spread out, keep my distance from everybody. Doesn't seem to be too much of a line here. I know I drove by other places. There was a line already, but, get out if you can.
Early voting is the matinee of movies. Why would you not do it? I early vote because I don't want to be with a bunch of people. I never do, pandemic or not. So isn't that the best? Just like
you're the Dell of people.
If you early vote, it's going to a movie Tuesday at 11:30. It's great.
And
no one's going to in and out.
And we talked about this back when it was announced. You can start voting at Toyota Center today if you're a Harris County voter. And that goes through October 30th. And also you can vote at Harris County on Election Day. Lance, you're talking about why wouldn't you do it? Claire McCaskill, I guess you're always a politician, but she held office at one point. She drove around Georgia where they're doing early voting. And at a school, the line was so long. Apparently, even with early voting, 5.5 hours.
Why would you do that? Oh, I'll come back another day. I got a whole month.
Well,
why would you? I got 2 weeks. Why would I sit in line for five hours on the first day of early voting?
Yeah, I don't know. But people say
that's like sitting in line for a chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
I think it's
I'll just wait.
It just points to people saying, I'm getting this done. And people are like, hey, this particular vote is very important to me, so I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
That's where people are at right now.
Probably going to be a landslide for our president.
For which president?
For our president.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah.
The numbers aren't trending his way, but you never know. Those polls could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
They could be. Like they weren't as bad and they weren't as in Hillary's favor as they are in Biden's favor at this time last year, but the polls said Hillary was winning last time and she didn't.
Yeah, she had more votes, but yeah.
You have people who won't tell you, like,
yeah, because it's kind of a shameful thing now, apparently, if you're going to
vote. But even in 16, there are people who didn't do it.
The pollster probably will punch you in the face if you tell them, I'm voting for Trump.
I feel like you're exaggerating the level of violence.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
I don't think they're going to punch anybody.
I don't think that's what happens.
So don't say that, everybody, because you don't want that heat. You don't need that heat.
Well, there's another law. Forget it. Forget it.
Well, how about this? I think I'm going to go buy I picked it out. I'm all good. I've got my grill all set up. It's unbelievable the deal that I got at Texas Star Grill Shop, and they're just waiting for me to get on over there and then give them the order to deliver. The delivery is absolutely free. The installation is absolutely free. You don't get that elsewhere. Oh, by the way, if you go to a box store and you Sam's or Costco or whatever, and you buy a grill, here it is. Well, I don't know I don't know how to do that. What? I don't have a truck to put. What? Yeah, but at Texas Star Grill Shop, they do it all, okay? They're unbelievable how good they are. And oh, by the way, four locations now. They're opening up their fourth location. They got Katy, Spring, and right here at 59 and Shepherd. It's just unbelievable how good they are and how big they've gotten. And the savings that you get, the bigger that they get, the more savings that you get, because all of these grill places will give them a better deal because they know they're going to sell more. So if you're looking for that grill, the fall sale is going on right now. TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. You get in here ASAP, as soon as possible. Let me ask you this question. Dell, did you have a problem with Bregman swinging at the first pitch?
Didn't it come after like 8 straight balls?
Yeah.
Then I have a problem with it.
I didn't have a problem with it because I saw Carlos Correa the night before. Carlos Correa would let the first pitch go by. And I was like, man, that was a right down the middle. Bregman got a fastball right down the middle, and he drove it to right center field. I mean, he missed it, obviously. It was a catchable ball, but he got good wood on it. I was okay with him swinging at the first pitch.
Well, okay, so
late, you want him to be aggressive.
So late in that game when Anderson couldn't find the strike zone, for example, George had a 3-0. And I was thinking about this. How many opportunities are you going to get a hitter's pitch?
Right.
And so, but at the same time, this guy hadn't been able to find the strike zone at all. And I just decided it's better to get it's better to take right here. But I think when you got men on base, unless you're, if they had a weak bullpen, it's one thing to work the count and try to get to a weak bullpen. But with the Astros taking on the Rays, they don't have a weak bullpen. It's going to be better for the Astros when they get their chance to hit a, now it doesn't mean just swing on 3-0, but it means if you are looking fastball, you know, center in or wherever the case may be, and you get it, pull the trigger, because how many chances are you going to get a, with men in scoring position, to get a hitter's pitch? And you're hitting it hard anyway. If you are looking for a pitch and you're already swinging the bat well, there's a good chance you're going to crack it pretty good. Just don't hit it on the ground near third base, because it's an automatic out no matter where you hit it.
Oh, no. He got up and threw. He dove for that ball. Got it.
Yeah, up and threw. But fat first baseman should have pulled that in.
Did you just call him fat? I mean, body shaming? A G-man? Okay. Man.
No, he's sassy, though.
He is G-man.
He's walking around. They were playing Jay-Z's New York after they beat the Yankees, and he had a cigar, and he was singing that song on his whatever.
Can't sing a song?
No, he can, okay. But then he threw down a trash can and started stomping on it, which is his shade to the Astros.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. I don't care. You know what? He's got... Hey, watch, he scoops everything except that one ball.
I just, at this point right now, this isn't even about my own pleasure watching a local team win. It really is about just, I just want to see Twitter lose. At this point, I just want to see Twitter lose. And that means Astros win.
Well,
if the Astros get to another World Series and the Astros win and Twitter loses, then if they win it, then Twitter should shut down. We should have no more Twitter. This should be a winner. This should be a loser leave town. If you have been taking your shots all year at the Astros and they win a World Series, you should have your account suspended.
Wait, we got to get suspended?
Yes, yeah, suspend the Twitter accounts of everybody who won't shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Everybody on Twitter. You're suspended. You're suspended. Huh. Your account is deleted.
You're against free speech?
Yeah, for people against the Astros, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, so as long
when it's too much.
Okay.
When it's too much.
So if you don't agree with, if you don't agree with something, then people should stop talking. Is that what you're
saying? Tell it like this. Like I tell my wife.
That's right.
It's like I tell my wife.
I feel that way anyway.
If she thinks something's, if she told me the other day, we were going to Kelly McCool's house, and she goes, I don't know why you took this way. The other way is faster. I'm like, yeah, you might be right. Every stoplight, I'm not sure why we're taking this way. Then it's, see, this way, you've made your point. You made your point. There's no reason to keep telling me that we took the wrong path. I know that first of all, my paths are going to be better generally.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I even admitted the other way was probably
better. I really
don't
feel that way.
But by continuing to say this over and over, we took the wrong way. Well, we wouldn't be stopping at stoplights or stop signs if we went the other way. You're not doing any good now. I've already heard it the one time. Same thing with you guys taking your shots at the Astros. Okay, they deserved it.
So what do you think is the right thing to do for your wife? You want to cancel their Twitter accounts. What should happen to her since she wouldn't stop talking about it?
She has to give me a foot massage.
A foot massage. Foot massage. That's it?
Yeah, it's just something. I'm
that's
not
the equivalent of losing your account?
She loses on that one.
Well, she does.
I can't have her. Since watching the Social Dilemma,
touch your feet.
She is intentionally trying to cut back all her social. Like, she pays attention to screen time now. But what she did find out is that she's sending about 260 texts a day.
Hmm.
She just, what? She texts.
To who?
Everybody. Chris Solis, me, all of her friends. She's somebody who stays on text and listens to. She's trying to spend less time, like 45 minutes a day or less on Twitter and Instagram. And I don't think she's even looking at Facebook. And then, but she texts just like running conversations, just kind of bored because she's at the house just with Maddie and the kids. And so she just gets in text conversations.
Hmm. I can't imagine sending that many texts in a day.
Well, I can't. So she does what a lot of women do. Hey, what do you,
what are you up to?
So what I, well, she'd do that, but like, so I'm thinking about for dinner, we might be able to send, have hamburger send, have, you know, multiple. I'll send a big long ass. I got one text. I got one thought. I'm going to send it in one. I might have two thoughts and I'll throw two different paragraphs at you. She will go sentence, boom, sentence, send, sentence, send, sentence, send, sentence, send. Not, what? You're just making it go bzz, bzz, beep, 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 beep. Just send, get a long ass, get all your thoughts out at once. One long ass blue text that you sent out. Bang. I'll read that. Wet it, wipe it, good night. That's how guys text. We don't do this. Hey, I was just thinking about something, send. You know, the thing with A&M is if they can get Calamon to play like this, they got a great shot of winning more games, Sin. And I also like the fact that Jimbo Fisher is. Do you think that Jimbo Fisher in the next game is going to? I don't know. I'm not coming up with good multi-layered stuff. But I don't. I will send everything I got to say in like a couple of texts. I'll send one long. Of course, I also do voice to text.
Mm-mm.
That will sometimes screw your stuff.
This is an interesting conversation Lance is having with himself about texting.
Yeah.
Well, he's
none of y'all have jumped in on this.
No, because there's really know about your wife's texting.
No.
Maybe she could text me. I wanted to text you during the Longhorn
game. I'm talking about
game.
Me.
Well, this all started because
she wouldn't text me.
She wouldn't
Longhorn.
Let off of him because he took the wrong way.
Yeah, she took the
I also
took one way that wasn't the fastest way in my life.
And also he wants to cancel people who disagree with the and who don't like the Astros.
Yes, I want to cancel.
Yeah, that's where this started, right?
Why can't Twitter cancel anti-Astros people?
And then it started with his wife berating him for the way he took.
Yes.
And went to that.
So, drive.
And he thinks he should get a foot massage for in an
that's
apology.
That's gross.
Well, I don't want to turn off.
That's
we're
gross.
Married.
I like pretty feet.
No, it's just gross,
we're
though.
Married.
So, what does that mean?
What's gross?
Your feet are still gross.
You're the one who wears open-toed shoes. That's gross.
Let me ask you this question.
One
you this question about, and if, as a matter of fact, because I've gotten this a couple of times. Tom Herman's explanation of the eyes of Texas.
I was told I'm not allowed to talk about this.
you wait a minute.
I was told not
now
to bring this up.
Now there's censorship in your home?
Yes.
Well, he's all for it. He doesn't
want
people talking.
Don't bring the eyes of Texas stuff up.
Why?
I was told not to.
Why? I'm bringing it up, not you.
Oh, well.
Then there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
So,
to me, then, now, is this officially a topic?
So
I'm not bringing it up. Is it a topic? Yes or no? Because if it's a topic, I have to talk about it.
Yes, you have to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
He said this. Sam Ellinger and some of our team did join me in standing with the fans who had cheered us so hard and helped us greatly in our comeback against Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. I thought it was just Sam Ellinger.
I didn't see any other players in the picture. Everyone's going off of one picture, so there may very well have been. It was a picture
guys.
From, like, the press box. Supposedly, there was only three coaches, Herb Hand, Tom Herman, maybe two other coaches, Sam Ellinger. I think there were seven total out there.
That said, some members of our program have concerns and aren't comfortable participating at this time, and I respect that as well. This is an issue that we will continue to have meaningful conversations about and work through as the campus committee gathers, blah, blah, blah. These findings will allow us to continue our conversations about the eyes of Texas moving forward. I did want to be sure to address that before we started. And also, wanted to thank our fans. Hey, this is obviously a big deal. So
it is a really big deal. Any Longhorn fan, 713-780-3776. This is a...
Is this kneeling for the flag?
Yes. And the volleyball team also did not participate in Isaac, Texas. What they did was they huddled in a group to show their respect for all the fans there. They said they huddled on a group on the court, but they didn't leave. They stayed on the court during the playing of it, but they didn't acknowledge it. And then they went in, but they wanted to show their respect. They said they had a statement. We wanted to show our respect for the university and the fans. We love this university. We love the fans. We just don't believe in the song or like the song. This is a big problem at Texas, and I'll tell you why. They have $175 million debt service on expansion, and it's being paid by donors. And there are some big money donors who are very, very upset about this. This is from what I was told. And they are, I think ultimately they'll end up pony up money. But right now they're talking about maybe this is not the time to throw money at the university if the university will not stand up for a song that represents the university for decades and decades.
So what is it about this song?
It was played, the original song was played at a minstrel show. Dell, you know that too. Its origin was a minstrel show in the 1920s, I believe.
And it something about how it comes from, I've been working on a railroad. Yeah, right. And yeah, but to the But to the creator of the song didn't play Eyes of Texas, but played the similar type of beat or rhythm at a minstrel show, or he worked at it. It's
words and lyrics are just university, right?
Yeah, but the background of the song would be considered, I guess, by some to have racial even overtones.
So Texas has gone out of their way to be, to listen to what the demands of the players were, and they have made a lot of changes. They didn't want to bend on that one because they understand that one is a big one for the really everyone who's an alumni. Because I get bringing up the origin of the music. The song itself is about the University of Texas, and it's a school song.
It was performed at minstrel shows where the people who did the performing were white people in blackface.
Right.
So that is the reason.
That's the music, right?
Gordon said the Eyes of Texas was originally a satirical song once performed at minstrel shows, which are comedic variety shows featuring white performers in blackface.
So all the lyrics of it?
Well, the lyrics are, the eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away.
Do not think you can escape them
at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn.
But we learned that when we were kids. That's not just University of Texas.
Yeah.
I remember learning that as a kid. It was a state song. It was like a state thing.
Well, maybe. It came from the eyes of Texas is a satirical rendition of Confederate commander Robert E. Lee saying the eyes of the South are upon you, which was made popular on the UT campus. Students, as students will do, decided to make fun of that and created a satirical song that had words that were appropriate to the University of Texas. Those are the words of the song. They put it to the tune of a well-known song, which was I've Been Working on the Railroad. So its origins come from Robert E. Lee, Southern Confederate commander, which obviously going to be a problem for some. And then when it's performed at minstrel shows, that's another issue. So it's a combination of confluences that have made it something that apparently athletes at UT don't want any part of.
Mm.
It's not ever going to go away. I can tell you this. The university will not stop doing it. The alumni will not stop doing it. So I think they got a little problem. And if Tom Herman's in a no-win situation here, if he just looks weak on this and he's not winning a lot of games, out of here. If he goes strong on this, he could lose some players.
He'll lose players. Right.
So it's a no-win situation over there for him.
That's a tough spot. Tough spot. I don't know. It just seems like it's working on the railroad. I
don't feel like this is, for me personally, there is no intent of racism throughout the song. It was a satirical, they're talking about the University of Texas.
Yeah, but
that's what it's about.
Right.
I don't know. Some people say this has been a problem for years and years, but
if you've got thoughts on it, 713-780-3776. I've got thoughts on John Clay Wolf and the great job that he does over GiveMeTheVin.com. He comes on here and he talks about everything but, and if you listen to his show on Saturday morning, it's unbelievable what the stuff that he talks about. But John Clay Wolf also gets the job done in giving you as much money as you can possibly get for your vehicle. And that's just a fact, Jack. He is going to give you more. He says, if I can't beat CarMax, I'm going to send you $100. Look, if you're looking for a guarantee that you're going to get the most for your vehicle, that's the only place that'll guarantee that is GiveMeTheVIN.com. He says if he can't beat it, you get $100. And Zane, who works here in the city of Houston, said only one time, and it was just an unbelievable stupid offer that somebody made on a car, like thousands more than we could pay. And he said, that's the only time that's ever happened for me. So if you're looking for a great way to get that car, get that money for your car, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Astros got to win tonight. That's all there is to it. Let's go. Come on, Urquidy. I love Urquidy in this spot. Lance McCullers was unbelievable yesterday. How good. When you 11 strikeouts, no walks. He did give up the three-run shot. I was a little torn on it because you got to pick up your guy. But Altuve, come on, dude. You can't put your team in that spot. You just can't. You can't put your team in that spot with two outs. You can't make. And see, Lance is the guy. And when that's the problem with Lance is when adversity hits him, he can't handle it. But boy, did he bounce back after that three-run shot. Holy crap. How good was Lance? That's the best we've ever seen, Lance McCullers. The best.
Better than the Yankees?
Well, I mean, it was, I don't, that was kind of a little gimmicky, wasn't it? With
why? Because
57 straight curveballs?
I don't know. Mike Leach will say if I throw the ball 65 times and score 50 points, is it gimmicky?
No, he was awesome against the Yankees and won the series and all that. Yes. But this Lance McCullers was a pitcher. This Lance McCullers was unbelievable. Man, just two hits that, goodness gracious, if you get them back. Though both guys got a hold of him, but he was spectacular, just spectacular. You just wish he could have picked up Altuve in the first. Longhorn Keith wants to get in on this Longhorn, the Eyes of Texas thing. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
Everything's good, man. You guys okay?
Yeah, good. How about you?
Real good. Hey, man, listen, this thing with the Eyes of Texas, and obviously being an African-American and being an alum at knowing the history of the school and the song, this is not going to be a popular opinion amongst African Americans, and I really don't give a damn. But truthfully, like, I'm at a point now where some of this is getting, it's beyond, this is not even player instituted. This is, some of this stuff is, it's ridiculous. Like, to not come out for the song. Like, it's absolutely pathetic. And then, more importantly, what's even more a slap in the face is your representation on the field. As an athlete, as a student athlete, I feel like, you know, there's some behind-the-scenes pieces that are moving on behalf of these students. And listen, I want to respect their decisions, and you have made a lot of demands. But and rightfully so in some cases, to make some changes. But, man, this is beyond that. And I don't understand the sentiments or the undertones behind it, but I will tell you, I don't want to hear another demand until you start demanding some damn action on the field. Because the truth be told, and listen, I said this to some friends of mine, and they didn't like it. The truth be told, there's a transfer portal. All of this talk about, man, and I told you guys this last week, I'm so sick of seeing these damn Instagram football players who get on Instagram and talk about, there was one particular player at the game on Saturday. You go back and you watch. He literally
with a hurt hand, which I don't understand. They got more hurt players than any other team in the freaking sport. They got more players hurt, but he gets on the field and literally throws his shoulders at people. He makes one hit, and then guess what he does on Instagram? On Monday, he posts he's the greatest hitter or whatever. You lost the game, bro. You lost the damn game. And here's my problem, and I'll say
was,
this.
But hold on. Was that Chris Brown, number 15?
It was him, and it was B.J. Foster.
He got up and flexed after a 15-yard game, and then he flexed again after another first down. Two different times he chopped guys' legs out from under him. He did what he's supposed to do as a safety, make a tackle. And on both instances, they were first downs. After and then both times, he down. Got up and flexed.
Bro,
I'm like, what?
What I don't understand, what I don't understand about that, Lance, and this is where my problem is with this team and my problem with Tom Herman. And I told you guys this before. I'm sick and tired of all of the national pub these guys get as four-star. I don't believe in those recruiting services. There's no way you can tell me they're right. However, I do believe what you guys said yesterday. He is not developing players at Texas. And honestly, this has been this has been going on for a while. Because players are coming there off of their ratings, and they're staying the same. You cannot tell me that a player comes in as a four-star or five-star recruit, and they do not produce. The only player on that team that has done anything that live up to his billing is Joseph Asai. The rest of these kind, I don't even know. Like, they come in and they get, it's almost like back in early 2000 or late 2000, they used to talk about how Mack Brown used to create this club man or this club spa where guys just come in and relax. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the environment. I'm sick of the culture. And if it doesn't change quick, and I mean Tom, you guys said yesterday that he's going to last beyond the season. I'm telling you right now, I don't even know what coaches are out there available. This ain't going to last beyond the season. They're too soft, and their schedule is tough. Not that the Big 12 is tough, but compared to who they are and who they're playing, they won't win. They won't win, man. That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate it.
A lot of thoughts on a lot of different subjects.
It's got to be frustrating right now for Longhorn fans. It's got to be frustrating.
So white or black, I think the Eyes of Texas thing is going to be very frustrating for a lot of alumni and Texas fans like Longhorn Keith. To the other point, you know, when I watch Alabama players year in and year out, defensive tackles, you know what they do? It's the same thing every time. Punch, extend the arms, separate. Their technique is unbelievable. And it's every player that comes through there. Every player that comes through there. Defensive backs, technique, technique, technique. We can say whatever we want about Alabama getting these five stars, four stars, Nick Saban being a pain in the ass. Offensive line, always some of the best technique that they have. That school develops players. And you know why? They have an insane level of work and technique that they work on. And here's the other thing. Nick Saban just goes and gets guys who are coachable. And if you're not coachable, you're not going to like being with him because he's going to get on you over and over and over. So if you're going to be an Instagram player, an Instagram star, I don't know that you're going to love playing for Nick Saban, and you very well may transfer. Like Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara transferred out of there, went to Tennessee. But Nick Saban, now a lot of those Alabama players, like the old Catholic schoolgirl, you know, stereotype where all of a sudden they get away from Alabama, and in the pros, some of them lose their mind. Rolando McClain and the linebacker who went to San Francisco. But developing players, I mean, I didn't think Mac did a great job of developing players, but Makovic got a lot of them. See, A&M, man, Mike Sherman brought a ton of talent into there, and they ended up becoming pros. But there is a real problem right now with I think Texas guys, you know, when you're celebrating a first down tackle 15 yards down the field, that kind of gets to the mindset of, man,
this is all about me. Not this ain't about the team. It's
right.
About me.
And then you should be, that is your job. You're just doing your job.
That's all. And you're not doing your job. He got a first down. That's not doing your job.
I mean, it may not be, you might be the safety who's supposed to clean that up because he got through two levels, but it's still a first down. now you got to go play it, yep, play it again. I don't know how football players feel about their schools in particular. We know people. We all know Sam Ehlinger was born to be a Texas quarterback since the day he put on a helmet. We get that part, but I'm not sure that every player who goes to a particular school is in love with the school. They may just see it as an opportunity. So that song, "The Eyes of Texas," that means so much to people who went to the school,
yeah,
as non-athletes, may not mean as much. It may be just be something you have to get through because you're at Texas.
It doesn't, but for Roy Williams, it did.
Yeah,
For Vince Young, I think it's more. But I know you're right.
Yeah,
I know you're right. I always thought.
Yeah, but this is such a. I mean, come on. These are so touchy.
Should it mean as much to the people who are upset about that the players aren't
singing? Look, listen. Should it mean as much? Yeah, that's right. The origin of it, is it still the same as the origin of it? Whatever the origin was, I know there were nobody's in blackface anymore doing it. Nobody can. That's not what it's about for the university now. It has nothing to do with that now.
What has it for? I think
for,
ever
for well, whatever, how it originated, how it started. It has nothing to do with that now. So you know what? Get over it. I don't know. I'm not going to tell people how to feel about stuff, but this sensitivity in this country is.
If you love The Eyes of Texas, the song itself, before. You probably would want to sing it anyway if you found out some stuff, I'm guessing. I don't know that players care that much.
No.
It's something that at one point you had to do after games. It's just what you did when you're at Texas. Now that it's not mandatory, players are like, man, we just got beat. I ain't standing around singing that song.
I think it depends on if you're into the college experience.
We got to take it there. We got to break it there because Kyle, we got Kyle on the other side too. So we need to take a quick break. This is top of the hour, really quick. I got to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And look, if you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid, that's the most important thing, right? And then the second thing is how about your initial deposit, they're going to double it. So whatever you put in, there's no other bookie in the world. I've never heard of this, that they're going to double your deposit so that you play twice as much. They just don't do that. They just don't do that. So if you're looking for a great way to get into the, if you want to play football, you want to play baseball, you want to play basketball's over, but there's still plenty, soccer, whatever. You got stupid soccer games today that you can bet on. Argentina is playing Switzerland or somebody. Nobody knows. All I know is that if you're looking for a way to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.